So we are reading the 37 practices of the Bodhisattvas. Namalokeshvaraya, while seeing that all phenomena neither come nor go, you strive solely for the sake of all beings. Supreme Guru and Protector Chandrasek, at all times I respectfully pay homage to you with my body, speech and mind. The perfect Buddha, source of all well-being and lasting peace, arise from having accomplished a true Dharma. Since that depends on knowing the practices, I shall explain the way of a Bodhisattva. Having now gained this great ship of freedom and fortune, so difficult to find, in order to free yourself and others from the ocean of cyclic existence, listen, reflect, and meditate day and night without distraction. This is the way of a Bodhisattva. Attachment to loved ones churns like water. Hatred for enemies rages like fire. In the darkness of ignorance, one forgets what to adopt and what to avoid. Abandon your homeland. This is the way of a Bodhisattva. When negative places are abandoned, disturbing emotions will gradually decline. Without distractions, attention to virtue naturally grows. When the mind becomes clear, certainty in the Dharma arises. Live alone in seclusion. This is the way of a Bodhisattva. Family and long-time companions will part from each other. Possessions gained with effort will be left behind. Consciousness, a guest, will leave the guest house of the body. Let go of all worldly concerns. This is the way of a Bodhisattva. In bad company, the three poisons grow stronger. The activities of learning, reflecting, and meditating decline, and love and compassion are lost. Give up such companions. This is the way of a Bodhisattva. When one follows a true spiritual friend, faults will dissolve and good qualities will grow like the waxing moon. Consider this friend more dear than your own body. This is the way of a Bodhisattva. Who can worldly gods themselves imprisoned in samsara protect? Therefore, seek refuge in the three jewels, the undeceiving source of refuge. This is the way of a Bodhisattva. The Buddha taught that all the unbearable suffering of the lower realms is caused by wrongdoing. Therefore, never act wrongfully, even at the cost of your life. This is the way of a Bodhisattva. Like a dewdrop on a blade of grass, the happiness of the three worlds vanishes in but an instant. Strive for the supreme state of never-changing liberation. This is the way of a Bodhisattva. When mothers who have loved you since beginningless time are suffering, what good is your own happiness? Therefore, give rise to bodhicitta in order to liberate infinite sentient beings. This is the way of a bodhisattva. All suffering without exception comes from seeking your own happiness. The perfect Buddhas are born from the altruistic mind. Therefore, truly exchange your own happiness for the suffering of others. This is the way of a bodhisattva. Even if someone, driven by great desire, steals all your wealth or lets others steal it, dedicate to them your body, possessions, and all virtues of the three times. This is the way of a Bodhisattva. Even if someone cuts off your head when you haven't done anything wrong, take all their negative deeds upon yourself through the power of compassion. This is the way of a Bodhisattva. Even if others slander you throughout the billion worlds, in return, speak with a loving mind of their good qualities. This is the way of a Bodhisattva. Even if someone exposes your hidden faults and insults you in front of others, view that person as a teacher and bow with respect. This is the way of a Bodhisattva. Even if someone who you have cared for as dearly as your own child regards you as an enemy, love that person even more as a mother would her ailing child. This is the way of a Bodhisattva. Even if someone of equal or lower status, driven by pride, treats you with disdain, respectfully place them on your crown as your teacher. This is the way of a Bodhisattva. Though you may be impoverished, always disparaged, gripped by disease, and tormented by spirits, never lose courage, but take on the misdeeds and pains of all beings. This is the way of a Bodhisattva. Though you may be famous and revered by many, and are as rich as the wealth god himself, having seen that worldly fortune is without essence, do not be proud. This is the way of a Bodhisattva. If the enemy, your own anger, is not tamed, subduing outer enemies will only make them increase. Therefore, subdue your own mind with the army of love and compassion. This is the way of a Bodhisattva. Sensory pleasures are like salt water. The more you drink, the greater your thirst. Abandon at once all things that give rise to clinging attachment. This is the way of a Bodhisattva. The way things appear is your own mind. Mind itself primordially transcends fabricated extremes. Knowing just this, do not create concepts of subject and object. This is the way of a bodhisattva. When you come across things that attract you, like beautiful rainbows in summertime, do not regard them as real and abandon clinging attachment. This is the way of a bodhisattva. All suffering is like the death of your child in a dream. How exhausting it is to hold illusory appearances as real. Therefore, when you meet with difficult circumstances, see them as illusory. This is the way of a bodhisattva. When even one's body must be given up when aspiring for enlightenment, what need is there to mention material things? Therefore, practice generosity without hope of reward or karmic results. This is the way of a bodhisattva. If you lack moral discipline, you cannot accomplish even your own purpose. So wanting to achieve the purpose of others is truly absurd. Therefore, protect your discipline without concern for worldly existence. This is the way of a bodhisattva. For bodhisattvas who desire a wealth of virtue, all harm is like a precious treasure. Therefore, without hostility, be patient with everyone. This is the way of a bodhisattva. Even hearers and solitary realizers who accomplish only their own purpose strive as if putting out a fire on their head. Seeing this, practice with diligence the source of good qualities for the sake of all beings. This is the way of a bodhisattva. Disturbing emotions are destroyed by insight grounded in calm abiding. Knowing this, cultivate meditative concentration that purely transcends the four formless absorptions. This is the way of a bodhisattva. Without wisdom, the other five perfections alone are not enough to reach complete enlightenment. Thus, combined with skillful means, develop the wisdom that does not distinguish among the three spheres. This is the way of a bodhisattva. Unless you examine your own confused ideas, you might look like a practitioner but not be acting like one. Therefore, always examine yourself and abandon confusion. This is the way of a bodhisattva. If you are driven by disturbing emotions and talk about another bodhisattva's faults, it is actually to your own detriment. So don't mention the faults of those who have entered the great vehicle. This is the way of a bodhisattva. Concern for gain and respect causes conflict and a decline in the activities of learning, reflecting, and meditating. So abandon attachment to your circle of friends, relations, and benefactors. This is the way of a bodhisattva. Harsh words disturb others' minds and thus diminish the practice of a bodhisattva. Therefore, abandon harsh speech which is unpleasant to others. This is the way of a bodhisattva. When disturbing emotions become habitual, it is difficult to reverse them with antidotes. Thus, the soldier of mindfulness wields antidotes as weapons and destroys disturbing emotions such as attachment the moment they start to arise. This is the way of a bodhisattva. In brief, wherever you are and whatever you're doing, always examine the state of your mind. Act to accomplish the purpose of others through constant mindfulness and awareness. This is the way of a bodhisattva. With the wisdom of threefold purity, dedicate all the virtue gained from having made such effort toward enlightenment. Dedicate it to clear away the suffering of infinite beings. This is the way of a bodhisattva. In accordance with the words of the Holy Ones regarding the meaning of the sutras, tantras, and their commentaries, I have written these 37 verses on the ways of a bodhisattva for those who wish to train on the bodhisattva's path. This composition will not be admired by the learned because my intellect is poor and my education is limited. However, I have followed the sutras and the words of the Holy Ones, so I believe these ways of a bodhisattva are not mistaken. Still, because the vast deeds of bodhisattvas are difficult to grasp by simple-minded beings like myself, I beg the forgiveness of the Holy Ones for the mass of my errors, such as contradictions and inconsistencies. By the virtue arising from this, may all beings give rise to relative and ultimate bodhicitta, and thereby become like the protector Chenrezig, who does not abide in the extremes of existence or peace. This morning we are going to practice the sadhana of Vaitara, and before that I will offer you the reading transmission of this text. And now also cultivate a motivation of bodhicitta, thinking that I'm going to receive the transmission of Vaitara and I'm going to practice Vaitara today in order to benefit all sentient beings. start with the sadhana? Everybody has the sadhana, right? It's this blue one in English. So we all recite together. If you follow in the English, then when we are when after the Tibetan we are doing in Japanese, and so while we do Japanese we can also recite in English. Mother sentient beings, especially those enemies who hate me, obstructors who harm me, and those who create obstacles on my path to liberation and all knowingness, may they experience happiness and be separated from suffering. I will quickly establish them in the state of the most perfect and precious Buddhahood. Until I achieve enlightenment, I perform virtuous deeds with body, speech, and mind. Until death, I perform virtuous deeds with body, speech, and mind. From now until this time tomorrow, I perform virtuous deeds with body, speech, and mind.
God.
Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha most excellent. I take refuge until enlightenment is reached. By the merits of generosity and other good deeds, may I attain Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings. Mother sentient beings, boundless as the sky, have happiness and the causes of happiness. May they be liberated from suffering and the causes of suffering. May they never be separated from the happiness which is free from sorrow. May they rest in equanimity, free from attachment and aversion. Beseech the great Vajradhara, Tilopa, Naropa, Marpa, Milarepa, Kampopa, Pagmudropa, Lord Chikden Sumgan, at the feet of the root guru, who possesses the three ways of kindness, and all the root gurus and spiritual masters of the lineage, the Yidams and Dharma protectors. May your marvelous blessings permeate my mind.
Thank you.
have realized the uncontrived, self-aware Dharmakaya, your unconditioned great love pervades all beings and realms. With your immeasurable enlightened activity, you guide those to be tamed according to their inclinations. I supplicate you, Ngeten Tenpe Nyima. Transcendent Lady, the embodiment of all the Buddhas, Dhamma, and Sangha, migrating beings and I take refuge and generate the mind of awakening. Vessel appears to Dorman like cumulus clouds of desirable objects. I turn it over to you, guardians abiding in the four directions, and harmful spirits who are karmic creditors. Abandon harmful intent and accomplish beings' benefit and happiness. As the exalted lady, from whose heart light radiates throughout the 10 directions, becoming the invincible sphere of protection.
Yeah.
14. Again, was it 14? Yeah. Again, white light radiates to the Buddha fields of the 10 directions and becomes an invitation to the transcendent lady, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. I pay homage and make outer, inner, and secret offerings. I confess misdeeds and rejoice in the virtue. I exhort the Buddhas to act for the welfare of beings and to remain always. I dedicate all virtues for great awakening. The field of accumulation dissolves into me. May all migrating beings have happiness, freedom from all suffering, and impartial equanimity. From the sphere of emptiness appears the sacred place, the realm of Akanishta. Therein is an immeasurable ornamented palace and a precious tree adorned by strands of jewels and Utpala flowers. In its center is an excellent jewel throne with lotus moon, in middle of which is a dumb syllable. Light radiates from it, accomplishing the two objectives. Through the transformation of the Tam, I appear as the beautiful, brilliant, white wish-granting chakra. My right hand is in the gesture of supreme generosity. With the left, I hold a white lotus. Both legs are in lotus posture. The major and minor marks blaze with five colored light. I am adorned with the eight jewel ornaments and the five silken garments. At the crown is Amitabha, and in the three places, the syllables Om Ahong. From a white dumb syllable in the center of the heart, light radiates, inviting the deities resembling myself together with the empowerment deities from Akanishta. They merge inseparably with me. Empowerment and the seal of the Lord of the family are bestowed. The very crowns, gods, and demigods pay homage at your lotus feet. Homage and praise to Mother Taram, Lady who liberates from every impoverishment.
Oh.
page 21. In the heart center of the transcendent lady is a white wheel. At its hub is a dham with om and ha syllables on the right and left. The dham is surrounded by the names of oneself or those for whom one is practicing and by the longevity mantra. In the wheel's eight spokes are the eight white syllables facing the center and turning clockwise. Their light gathers and absorbs the splendor and power of everything animate and inanimate in samsara and nirvana. Thus one attains the supreme state of avidyadhara with mastery of lifespan. In the three successive outer rings of the wheel are the vowels turning clockwise, consonants turning anticlockwise, and in the outer ring are the syllables of the Yedharma mantra turning clockwise. As they turn, rays of white, yellow, red, blue, green, and purple light radiate, filling the body and spreading outward, creating a sphere. In the sphere's intermediate space are newly opened Utpala flowers, whose brilliance gives rise to life, glory, strength, and the four activities.
Om Basmati Shri Soha, 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 Om Beza Asinda Yesoa, Om Beza Asinda Yesoa.